Today on Wings, sex workers in Kenya demonstrate against murder and for their rights.
A friend, a daughter, a sister, a mother of one only child and a breadwinner was butchered at Casablanca Club, which is an international club in Mombasa, on Saturday night 25th. March 2017. It pains us and bothers us that a person can do this and get away with it.
Justice for mother! Justice for mother! Justice for mother! Justice for mother!
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service. In March 2017, in a rented room at the Casablanca nightclub in Mombasa, Kenya, a woman was found brutally stabbed to death. The man who checked in with her was missing, and the club was said to be withholding closed-circuit TV recordings that might have identified him. Eventually, the woman was identified as Martha Simiyu, the 32-year-old mother of one child and a commercial sex worker. On April 4th, when no arrest had occurred, outraged sex workers and their allies poured into the streets of Mombasa in protest. In their peaceful but loud demonstration, they called for a proper investigation and arrest, and for more respect overall for sex workers' human rights. Reporter Diana Wanyonyi has covered this story from the beginning. Here is her audio production for Wings.
Overall in Kenya, reports estimate that there are more than 200,000 sex workers in Kenya, with more than 15,000 sex workers in coastal Kenya and more than 7,000 sex workers in Mombasa alone. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on the bright sunny day. Those are the voices of sex workers in unison holding peaceful demonstration along Moy Avenue Road. The road is famously known for holding mighty, enormous elephant tusks that are frequented by tourists in daily basis. They are chanting, "Justice for Martha, justice for Martha." The lady they are chanting about is Martha Simiyu, a mother of one who one night checked into Casablanca nightclub lodging with a known client and her body was later found in a pool of blood. Josephine Ajiambo is an officer from Sex Workers Alliance. She elaborates more on the demonstration.
My name is Josephine Ajiambo. Okay, the demonstration today is just about a sex worker who was killed at Casablanca. And we just feel it is inhuman. So we are just demonstrating to ask for justice. We want to see that justice happens to that woman because she's a woman, she's a mother, she's a sister, just like any other person. In cost, approximately, we have an estimated number of 7,000 sex workers, yes, in Mombasa.
In Mombasa only?
Yes.
And in cost?
In cost.
Or in cost?
No, this is in Mombasa.
Okay, 7,000
in cost would be 15,000.
In cost?
15,000.
Okay, and do you also fear about being traumatized, about not having security enough?
Yes, we really fear about this because this is not the first time. Last month, we had a lady who was also brutally injured by the same incident. And last week, but one, we had a case where a sex worker was taken from a guest house and killed in Mtwapa. So we feel that there is insecurity in Mombasa, and that is why we really need to address this through the government.
Yearly, how many new sex workers do you get?
Okay, it is said that sex workers operate within 5 years. Then after 5 years, the lot leaves and another lot comes in. So maybe yearly there are a good number of sex workers that comes on board. They just come from everywhere. We know that Mombasa is a tourist destination, and it is more vast with white people coming in, and every other person wants to come for holidays in Mombasa. Yeah, and that's why sex workers would like to be in Mombasa.
Mary Kiambi is an officer from International Center for Reproductive Health in Mombasa. The organization's mission is to contribute to improved health status of Kenyans by designing and implementing innovative, evidence-based and cost-effective research and interventions capable of influencing public policy and practice in the field of sexual and reproductive health in Kenya. She explains why these publics engage in sex work.
Na katika SRH tuko na hii vikundi vya sex worker, na pia nafanya kule Coast General Hospital Center ya GBVRC, na most of the cases wanaleta kwetu kama wamebakwa, wamedhulumiwa na kuja kwetu.
In ICRH we have sex worker program, and I also work at the Coast General Hospital in gender-based violence center, and most of the cases they come to us when they are sexually harassed. That is why I'm standing with them today, because I'm fighting for their human rights.
Wow. Ni sababu ya kukosa kazi. Na wengine huo wametoka kwa mabana zao, wamedhulumiwa. Sasa mtu anaona afadhali aingie kwa kazi ya sex worker. Na umaskini.
Most of them indulge in sex work because they are mistreated in their marriages and are also poor, and also poverty. As an organization, we fear that when they continue to be murdered like that, it means that it's not good. Martha's death means that she was denied her rights in terms of money, but it seems that the client did not agree with her because women are viewed as weaker sex. Our plea to the government is to ensure that sex workers get their rights and are protected, because we have seen that they are not secure and they are not doing this work because they like it.
Kama shirika tunahofia kwamba wakiendelea kuwao hivyo pia si vizuri. Anamdhurumu. Manake anamuona yeye ni mnyonge, yeye ni mwanamke. Tungeomba tu wapate haki zao na serikali iwarinde. Manake tunaona kwamba hakuna ulinzi wako nao. Na hii kazi hawafanyi kwa kupenda.
Chanting on their highest voice that they are tired of being killed, the demonstrators demanded the security organs to conduct proper investigations and apprehend the perpetrators who still remains at large. Wings also spoke to one of the sex worker who has been in the industry for more than 15 years. She is complaining about the harassment they get from the police officers.
Pesa ya sex worker ni ile cash in hand. Hakuna cha nini wala nini. Na kama ni HIF, ninalipa kama vile mtu wa kawaida. So mimi nashindwa, na kama ni ushuru pia ninalipa, ninaregesha returns kwa KRA.
The money for sex worker is cash in hand and there is no complication. I pay my health insurance, NHIF, and tax at the Kenya Revenue Authority as a common citizen.
Anaenda anaandika, oh, I was loitering. Loitering for what? Na mimi nilikuwa niko private in my room na ninauza mali yangu. Sasa sisi tunataka kilio.
But I'm wondering why sex work is not recognized as any other work. Why is it that when a police officer arrests me, he or she does not write on the offense book that I was arrested for sex work, but instead they write that I was loitering. Loitering for what? While I was in my private room and selling my property.
Mbona yeye hashikwi? Kwa nini mimi? I have the right of privacy in my room. Kulingana na zile act under constitution. So mimi nashindwa kwa nini wanaingilia privacy yangu? Niuze, nilale njaa haji kunisaidia. Lakini ninapojiuza polisi anakimbia anakuja ananishika. Mimi
niko kibaka. What we want is for the government to understand us and not to harass us in any way. I don't understand who I disturb when I go to sell my body. At the end of the day, the client also must be arrested. Why is it that sex workers are the only one arrested? I have the right of privacy in my room according to the Kenyan constitution. When I'm sleeping hungry, the police don't help me. But when I sell my body, they run to arrest me.
Nilale njaa haji kunisaidia. Lakini ninapojiuza, polisi anakimbia anakuja ananishika. Mimi niko kibarua tena sana. Sababu, hii kazi inanilelea watoto wangu.
I'm still a sex worker because this sex work takes care of my children, because I'm single parent and I'm not married. Why is it that the government always rush to arrest a woman who has aborted, also when it is aware that there are sex workers who are doing that job so as to take care of the children? She is also arrested. We don't understand this government. Job employment is the major problem facing Kenyans, a problem that is not new for this lady.
Mamangu alikuwa anafanya kazi kwa baa, hajawahi ajiriwa. So kama yeye kuajiriwa, na sisi tumesoma kwa shida, tumelelewa peke yetu bila baba. Unaona? Lazima mimi kufanya hii sex work ni kwa kupenda kwangu, kwa sababu hakuna kazi.
My mother was a barmaid and she was never employed. We were educated through problems because my mother was a single mother too. For me to do this sex work, it's by my own will because there is no job opportunities. When you are employed, you are harassed by the bosses. They misuse you.
Nishaifanyiwa, nishaitaka kubakwa nikiwa ndani ya Benz. Nikaruka, area za Tiwi, nikaruka kutoka kwa gari, nikaruka. Unaona? Na hiyo kesi haikufuatiliwa wala ikufika kokote. Unakuja unashindwa. Sasa huyu mtu anaweza kurudi. Mwingine hata wenzetu wengine wanakuambia wameenda hata paka kwa gunpoint.
I remember I was almost raped by a client inside a car. I jumped out of the car and I reported the case at the nearby police station. It was not followed up or even no action was taken to the perpetrators. We wonder what we should do. Some of my colleagues have been tortured to gunpoint and nothing has been done so far. I will still do sex work because I don't know who I'm disturbing. Because at the end of the day, I'm paying my child's school fees and the fees has not been written sex work. I have a voting card, which is not also indicated as sex work. I will vote for the president who does not recognize me as a sex worker. As under Kenyan constitution, I have a right as a citizen to life, protection, privacy, and to do anything I want to do.
Kwa sababu at the end of the day, mimi, mtoto wangu namsomesha. Sinalipa fee, ile fee haijaandikwa sex work. Niko na kura, kura yangu haijaandikwa sex work. Nitapigia paka huyo rais ambaye hanitambui mimi kama sex worker. At the end of the day, I have a voter's card and a constitution of Kenya. Mimi niko na rights kama mwananchi ya kuishi, ya privacy, ya kufanya chochote ninachotaka.
Esther Nelima, an officer from Coast Smart Women Against HIV, AIDS and Violence, questioned security of the nightclub despite the presence of CCTV cameras installed in the club. The offender managed to escape.
On this occasion, we had really waited for this day to come, and today it's here, yeah? We are here for the justice of Martha. It is with a deep grief and sorrow that we have decided to call this press brief today. A friend, a daughter, a sister, a mother of one only child and a breadwinner was butchered at Casablanca Club, which is an international club in Mombasa, on Saturday night 25th, March 2017. It pains us and bothers us that a person can do this and get away with it. We reported the incidents to the OCS at Mombasa and the investigation are still on. This is very sad and the police have to do the comprehensive investigation to arrest the culprits on which we are waiting for. We have also made a numerous trips to the said club, that is Casablanca, instantly begging for the hotel attendants to allow and give us access to the CCTVs, camera and installation devices which are supposed to be installed in the club to bring the perpetrator of the heinous crime to book. We are your sisters. We are your brothers. We are your mothers and fathers. Please stop killing us.
On Wings, you are listening to a report from Mombasa, Kenya, about sex workers demonstrating for justice and rights.
We are holding this peaceful demonstration on demand that a proper investigation be conducted by the police department and the apprehensive of the perpetrator. We are a peaceful community, who believe that only the right can stop the wrong. That is why we are here. So we are saying these are things that are going on. Those are not the only crimes that are going on. We have also some of the policemen coming with tuk-tuks arresting our ladies on the street, not giving out the identification. They've been coming and arresting them illegally. So those are some of the things that these girls are undergoing. And sometimes they are told even to give money that is still a crime. If you have arrested someone, I think they have a right to be taken to court and let them plead their case. I think those are the things that have been happening and we are not happy.
Violet Muthiga is Chief Executive Officer of the Sauti ya Wanawake Pwani organization, which means Voice of Women in the Coast Region. She elaborates more on women's rights.
My name is Violet. I work for an organization that advances and advocates for women's rights protection in the Coast Region. And this includes protection of lives. That means an environment that does not create an opportunity for women to be violated in any way, in any form, whether sexual violation, whether taking off their lives, whether they cannot access services within the community or where they live, or whether those services are easily accessible, whether those services are women-friendly in their nature, whether in reproductive health, and even access of medication or access of family planning methods within the community. So for us, protection of women and girls includes also saving lives, no matter what human activities women are engaging in, but also looking beyond their economic engagement and looking at how women can be empowered within the community. And currently in Kenya, we are privileged to have the county government and we have national government and we have different dockets and different pockets of economic empowerment programs within the county, within the national government, and within the sub-county where women can group themselves into groups and access different kind of funds. The funds can be in form of monetary that goes with training, but the funds can also be very specific on what commodities that can be used by the community women in accessing funds within the community, like buying for them tents so that they can use them for rental and save those money for case follow-up, especially for gender-based violence and sexual offenses or sexual violations within the community. But also looking beyond economic empowerment, looking at the psychosocial support for women within the different categories of women that exist within the community, that they may need to have psychosocial support to go beyond economic empowerment and even how to manage the funds that they can be able to access within the devolved government, and also looking at participation of women in governance issues, in decision-making processes, so that their issues can be prioritized in terms of programming for the county government. And this can be achieved through participation of women, of all cadre of women, during the county development integrated plans. The women can mobilize themselves and they can prioritize the issues depending on where they exist and what the priority in that area is. It can be a priority in having a rescue center. It can be a priority in having access to maternal health, access to water. Depending on the need in that particular community, the women can mobilize themselves and come up with priority areas they want the county government to engage with and prioritize in the coming years.
So what are some of the examples maybe of empowering people who are doing sex work?
For that category of individuals, it can start with psychosocial support first and seeing what alternatives are there, especially for young girls who have been wooed without knowing they're getting into that kind of a business, and they've been pushed by the social environment, by peer pressure, by poverty within the area. Looking at the individuals within that aspect, analysis of what needs or what psychosocial support they can get, and then what other alternatives are there within the community through engagement at one-on-one with the girls that are engaging in this, and also with the communities around them on awareness with the protection of women and girls, and especially young girls who are wooed into this activities at a very tender age without knowing, so that they can look at it holistically and see what needs be addressed first. As much as they would want to put economic empowerment as a priority to them, they will be need to first interrogate at an individual level the psychosocial and emotional support for this kind of a group before engaging them into economic empowerment that are of interest to the girls.
Statistics from Haki Africa, a human rights organization based in Mombasa, indicates that they receive one of two cases of human rights violation against sex worker in Mombasa daily.
My name is Salma Hemed. I work with a human rights organization based in Mombasa called Haki Africa. Our work basically entails fighting for human rights, and as a person, I normally defend the women's rights and youth in general. So as an organization, we've been receiving several complaints from commercial sex workers saying that they're being harassed by police and also the society at large. It reached a point whereby some of them were being killed, and also they get to experience gender-based violence. We condemn such kind of acts because we know, despite anything, the right to life is guaranteed by the Constitution to everyone in this country. And as much as they are doing their work, which is recognized by everyone, they don't have the right to be killed, neither do they have a right to be harassed by anyone. So as an organization, we've been approaching several organizations and associations that deal with these people to tell them that they need capacity building, they need an ear to listen to them, and also they need a person who can raise their issues to the relevant authorities so that they feel that they are part and parcel of the people and community of Kenya. There was a time when the people had to demonstrate, more specific, the commercial sex workers, because they felt like their issues are not being addressed well and nobody is listening to their plea. And this is not something that we want to encourage, because every Kenyan citizen has a right to be listened, to be served, and also to be attended to by all the relevant authorities. So as an organization, our plans are to train the police officers on how they can handle this kind of people. And also, as an organization, we are planning to train these people on how they can raise their issues more effectively, and also to which officers that they should turn to in case any violation happens to them.
Do you think the Kenyan government is doing enough in terms of capacity, providing maybe some services on capacity building?
I would say no, it's not doing enough, because so far we've not had any kind of a training that we see or hear that the government has planned or arranged for these kind of people. And I would say that is a weakness. So we encourage them to do more of these things, and also treat them equally in a way that when they come to you to raise their issues, treat them like any other Kenyan citizen. For instance, if a commercial sex worker come to you and say that someone has violated my right by mistreating me, treat them as any woman who has been mistreated by any man anywhere else. Don't look at what they are doing, because it's something that they have made a choice. So I say that the government is not doing enough on that, and they should beef up and do something more on that.
When they're arrested, women are the only one who are the victims. What do you think of their clients, male clients?
What I would say is the male clients normally misjudge them. They also speak ill about them, because they say that their work is to give on to them in the way that they feel they should, which is wrong. They also have a choice, like any other businessman or woman out there. Once you sell your product, you know what you require for your product or what you expect from your product. So it's not that you as a buyer, you just decide to use it anyhowly. So I would say the male clients are not treating them right. They're treating them like a crap and a trash. So that is something that we discourage. They are human beings. They are people's daughters, wives, and also mothers. So we should respect them as much as we respect any other woman out there.
Okay, as a women champion, Madam Salma, what do you think is the way forward?
One of the things that I would recommend is these associations that normally deal with these people to do more than what they are doing, by encouraging them to speak out their issues freely and listening to them and also acting upon them. Also, the other thing is the government to understand them and also to avoid harassment. Harassment in a way that you arrest them by saying that they are loitering, while we know that their work requires them to walk around the street. So you reduce that harassment and also get to respect them. We should all respect human rights and rule of law and also treat them in a more humanitarian manner.
According to Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA Kenya, the Bill of Rights of Kenya gives every person the right to life. FIDA is the premier women's rights organization in Kenya, which for over 32 years has offered free legal aid to over 320,000 women and their children. The matters range from custody and maintenance, matrimonial disputes, discrimination in employment, participation in public positions, and sexual violence. Jacqueline Polo Kawere is FIDA's senior legal counsel in Mombasa. She elaborates more on the issues of sexual violence and gender-based violence.
Life is precious, and the laws are very clear. There's no law that allows you to take away somebody's life unless there's a court that has convicted someone and has convicted you to death, and you've actually been hung based on the laws of this country. It's still controversial because the people who are advocating for the death penalty to be removed from our laws. It's still a law, but as we know, nobody has been hanged in this country since the 80s. So as FIDA, we say it's unfortunate. That is gender-based violence. It doesn't matter what she was doing. What matters is that this is a person. She has her rights as a person. She has human rights. Bill of Rights protects her under Chapter 4. So her right to life is guaranteed. She needs to be given a chance. If there was a dispute, for instance, she needed to have been given a chance to tell her side of the story. It is unfortunate. We know it's a matter that was reported to the police. We know the investigation is ongoing. So we don't want to say too much about it. But we need to stress that right to life is guaranteed in our constitution. And the Bill of Rights gives any Kenyan the right to life. We offer counseling for those who come to us or for those who go to court and can't afford counseling. As FIDA, we do it for free. That is the curative part of it. But is there a way it can be prevented? So we are trying to sensitize communities. Alternative justice mechanisms is recognized, but not on all matters. Capital offenses, matters of sexual offenses act, matters that cause actual grievous harm, no. They should not be settled out of court. Yes.
That was Federation of Women Lawyers, Senior Legal Counsel in Mombasa, Jacqueline Polo Kawere. The late Martha Simiyu was later buried at her parents' home in Western Kenya. As police continue with the investigation up to date, with no arrest of any suspect. Reporting for Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa.
To hear Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org or check our page at facebook.com/wingsradio. Thank you to all our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose latest book is titled The Gift in the Heart of Language, The Maternal Source of Meaning. The Wing Sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.